The questions continued. Who made the rules at home and enforced the discipline? How were kids kept in line? By talking, scolding, spanking, hitting, locking you up? How did your parents solve their disagreements? By then, the floodgates had usually opened, and many patients were volunteering detailed information about their childhoods. One woman had witnessed her little sister being raped. Another told us she'd had her first sexual experience at age 8 with her grandfather. Men and women reported lying awake at night listening to furniture crashing and parents screaming. A young man had come down to the kitchen and found his mother lying in a pool of blood. Others talked about not being picked up at elementary school, or coming home to find an empty house and spending the night alone. One woman, who made her living as a cook, had learned to prepare meals for her family after her mother was jailed on a drug conviction. Another had been 9 when she grabbed and steadied the car's steering wheel because her drunken mother was swerving down a 4-lane highway during rush hour. Our patients didn't have the option to run away or escape. They had nobody to turn to and no place to hide. Yet they somehow had to manage their terror and despair. They went to school the next morning and tried to pretend that everything was fine. Judy and I realized that the BPD group's problems, dissociation, desperate clinging to whomever might be enlisted to help, had probably started off as ways of dealing with overwhelming emotions and inescapable brutality. After our interviews, Judy and I met to code our patients' answers, that is, to translate them into numbers for computer analysis. And Chris Perry then collated them with the extensive information on these patients he had stored on Harvard's mainframe computer. One Saturday morning in April, he left us a message asking us to come to his office. There, we found a huge stack of printouts, on top of which Chris had placed a Gary Larson cartoon of a group of scientists studying dolphins and being puzzled by those strange habla español sounds. The data had convinced him that unless you understand the language of trauma and abuse, you cannot really understand BPD. As we later reported in the American Journal of Psychiatry, 81% of the patients diagnosed with BPD at Cambridge Hospital reported severe histories of child abuse and/or neglect. In the vast majority, the abuse began before age 7. This finding was particularly important because it suggested that the impact of abuse depends, at least in part, on the age at which it begins. Later research by Martin Teicher at McLean Hospital showed that different forms of abuse have different impacts on various brain areas at different stages of development. Although numerous studies have since replicated our findings, I still regularly get scientific papers to review that say things like, "It has been hypothesized that borderline patients may have histories of childhood trauma." When does a hypothesis become a scientifically established fact?